You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, folks, wrapping it up here on this show, this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, the players wrapped up their mini camp. They are hitting the road, all going on their vacations, getting their minds, their bodies right. Matt, how much of a balance is it between complete vacation, but then also staying in shape, watching tape, staying, you know, focused on what you have to do when you come back here? Is it really a pure vacation? How does that really work?
No, it's definitely not a pure vacation. And I think those close to you that you might be hanging out with or traveling home to see have to understand that. And I think that you would have hoped that the veterans in this locker room have had conversations with some of the young players to clue them in on time management, you know, what they should be doing, what they should not be doing. And the emphasis on how to use their time, because as even just reading Pro Football Talk, talking about Kelvin Benjamin, you know, down there in Carolina Panthers,
250.
Played 245 last year, which was heavy for a wide receiver, but he's a big physical guy, has come back in to their mini camp and at 250 plus, you know, so little things like that can happen. And that's where the strength and conditioning coaches, some of the assistant strength and conditioning guys, and the dietitians that teams have, that the Browns have, will work with guys, you know, not to name names, but like Danny Shelton, Ishmaele
sure.
Kitchen, you know, Cam Irving, who've gotten away because they're so by far and away more talented than anybody at the college football level, which is why they were drafted in the first round. But you go home to Mama's Cooking, you know, and go out with the boys and, you know, and start eating that great Taco Bell at 2 o'clock in the morning. You could come back, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds heavier than you were when you left, and that affects you. You know, so the first 3 or 4 days of practice will be about you getting yourself back into shape. So, as I mentioned, as we heard from every coordinator today, and the transcripts have been out there, you hope that the position coaches and the leaders in this locker room have had those conversations with the other members of their room, and especially those young players, because they're doing it for the first time.
What's the message that the coach gives to you on your way out the door, if anything?
To me,
what do they usually say?
To me, it's a vindication type of message from Mike Pettine. You know, that this team, this franchise, even after a significantly better season than we've seen in a long time at 7-9, you can't be satisfied with that. And also, too, if you look at it and draw something from the NBA Finals, how, you know, there's a lot of people out there that still wanted to see Cleveland fail. And you have an opportunity with a clean slate. Last year's over. The last 15 years are gone. You know, 50 years ago when you won a championship, it's gone. You know, you can't relive that unless you focus right now and on the 53 individuals that will make this roster, holding each other accountable, the communication between player and player and player and coach and management on the end goal, which for this football team should be appearing in the playoffs.
Yeah, get in the playoffs. Agreed. That is,
you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. And we've seen that every year.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers were by far and away a better team than the Seattle Seahawks, but yet the Seattle Seahawks represented the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Yes, and then the Giants said that went in as a wild card.
Of course.
They went in
and the Packer undefeated team that I was a part, yep, of had to win our way in, you know, to just get into the playoffs as a 6 seed, and you win 3 road games in a row, so you never know what happens.
Just get to the dance.
Get to the dance.
That's what they're going to try to do. So today the coordinators all spoke to the media. We will have those for you tomorrow and probably early next week. Chris Tabor, of course, Jim O'Neill, and John DeFilippo. The offense, again, another solid day out there throwing the football around, but some good plays from the defense. Pierre Desir had a pick. Deontay Saunders had 2. So this team continuing to get contributions from players all over the board. At this point in the offseason, give me the 2 guys that you have been the most pleased with their development, or 2 guys or 3 guys even, who have really stood out to you.
I think it's, and we've reiterated it 100 times over, offensively, Taylor Gabriel, and how huge of a role he could play. Because I think if you look at Dwayne Bowe, you're not expecting Dwayne Bowe to have 85 catches and 1,200 yards. That's just not him anymore. You're not expecting that. You're not expecting 75 catches and 1,000 or 900 yards out of Brian Hartline. So, but you know what you're going to get from those guys because they've been in this league and they've done it before. They're not come here to be the guy. They're coming here to play their role And the one guy that can be a game breaker that I've seen thus far is Taylor Gabriel. If he's used properly, if he stays healthy, he will have an opportunity to win and win big in many different coverages. And of course, man to man, as we've said time before, that no one can cover him, you know, on this team consistently. Another guy who I think has made strides to flip to the other side of the ball, and it might not even be a starter, Justin Gilbert. You know, this guy's got to find a role on this team, whether it, even if it's just a punt returner. He can be a cornerback reserve, but be the leading punt return, get that ball in his hands, change the field position, you know, average 8 to 14 yards a return is, to me, it's the best way to get your monies out of your first-round pick from last year. So those two, as you know, and a third one, I'm sure I could come up with it, but I'll throw that back to you. So who do you see?
No, I think it's Taylor Gabriel on offense has made massive, massive strides. Defensively, I think Pierre Desir has made big strides, as well as Jordan Poyer. We'll do kind of like tomorrow, we'll close out the week with the end of the offseason. We'll go through some more detailed offseason kind of awards and prognostications. Again, we'll hear from the coordinators. So a lot of good stuff there. We got to thank Mike Pettine. We got to thank Randy Starks, Josh McCown, for all contributing to today's program. Thank, of course, our producer, Mr. Matt Fontana here. And, of course, we got to thank Zach Layton for wearing male capri pants and helping give us a little bit of ammunition there in the Jort Report today.
Yeah, I want to thank Liberty Ford because
why not?
I just dropped off, you know, my vehicle to get a new one, and they put me in this brand new 2016 Explorer XLT.
And it's sick.
And it is tricked out. I mean, I got in, I looked at him, and I go, dude, what's the difference between this one that I just got out of and this one? He goes, that's a 15. This is a 16. The 16 is pretty on the inside, and it's sleek on the outside.
And that's how my F-150 is. I have the F-150, the Platinum. It's an unbelievable truck.
You would never expect it from Ford. If you've never been in a Ford, you got to go get one.
Go get one. Call up our friend Greg Bamboo, Liberty Ford in Solon. Check him out. All right, folks, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
Liberty Ford.
That's right. My new Explorer.
Yes.
I'm rolling.
Get you some.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.